USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires still burning in California. In fact, several more have broken out in the past 24 hours. They're blamed for at least 50 fatalities, and that number is expected to grow. Northern California's Camp Fire is now blamed for taking at least 48 of those lives. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says they're dealing with wildfires in Southern California as well, and there's much to do.
Well, we're going to have help for people in their homes. We have to first find the dead throughout the state and anybody who has lost the places where they live.
He was speaking on MSNBC. An Air Force pilot is dead after his fighter jet crashed at a base on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Air Force says the T-38C Talon jet went down last night at Lackland Air Base west of San Antonio. A second pilot's hospitalized. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maryland's Democratic Attorney General Brian Frosch has filed a lawsuit challenging President Trump's choice as acting U.S. Attorney General. Here's reporter Jill Powell in Maryland.
Calling the president's choice illegal and unconstitutional, Frosch contends that Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein should be declared the acting attorney general. After Jeff Sessions was booted out last week, Chief of Staff Matthew Whitaker was named to the post. Frosch says in a statement, President Trump's brazen attempt to flout the law and Constitution by bypassing Rosenstein in favor of a partisan and unqualified staffer cannot stand.
Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman's lawyers drop a bombshell allegation on the first day of his trial in New York City. In opening remarks yesterday, a lawyer for El Chapo claimed the current and former presidents of Mexico took bribes from the real leader of the drug cartel. Spokespersons for the current and former presidents of Mexico flatly deny that. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Los Angeles Rams are giving out free football tickets to victims and to first responders in Thousand Oaks. The Rams have a home game against the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming Monday night, and the team says thousands of tickets to the game will be going to the first responders and people who've been impacted by the community's recent tragedies. Last week, a gunman killed 12 people in a mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks, and two people have died in the Woolsey fire that has scorched over 90,000 acres in that very same area. The campaign of Florida Senator Bill Nelson is now suing to extend the deadline for an election recount in Florida. The Democrats' lawyers claim election officials won't be able to meet tomorrow's deadline to complete a recount in Nelson's Senate race against Republican Governor Rick Scott. A state judge has already extended the deadline to November 20th, Scott with a narrow lead over Nelson. That migrant caravan headed to the U.S. border, now about halfway through Mexico, as thousands of migrants are traveling together in hopes of gaining asylum in the U.S. It started out with about 1,000 people. It's now grown to over 10,000. And the FBI says hate crimes are up by more than 17% in the United States year to year. The report says there were over 7,000 bias crimes last year. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.